Zealand, Australia and the US are all eyes on the Pacific as China's foreign minister tours several islands. Wang Yi has just landed in Kiribati to talk bilateral relations with the country's president. RNZ's Moira Tuilaepa Taylor reports.
This is Mr. Wang's second stopover to a Pacific Island country after a two-day visit to Solomon Islands, where he formalised a number of development cooperation frameworks arrangements to strengthen China's relations with Honiara. His visit to the Pacific region has been closely watched by New Zealand, the US and Australia. A local journalist in Kiribati, Rimon Rimon, says the secretive nature of Mr. Wang's visit had angered some locals. Mr. Rimon says the Chinese foreign minister landed on Tarawa just after 1 p.m. local time and was received by Cabinet Minister Makarite Te Mari. He says the visit by the high-level delegation is significant because of a potential security deal, similar to the one between China and Solomon Islands, is likely to be on the agenda.
All information we try to get from the government, they have been really secretive about it. So at this stage, we do not know that the government has not disclosed what those agreements are.
Fiji is to host a meeting next week where two leaked Chinese government documents are expected to be tabled. In a letter to a number of Pacific leaders, the president of the Federated States of Micronesia said he had serious concerns about the documents, a concern echoed by the director of the Macmillan Brown Centre for Pacific Studies at the University of Canterbury, Stephen Ratuva.
It's going to be very transformational, very different from the current status quo, which is very much bilaterally based, where China has individual relationship with particular countries. In this particular case, it's the entire region, it's the whole block which they're trying to create.
He says the geopolitical gaming has already started, with Australia's new foreign minister, Penny Wong, heading to the Pacific in the first week of her new role to push back. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says decisions on links with China are ultimately for independent Pacific nations. However, she says the region needs a coordinated response to recent developments, and the upcoming forum meeting is the place for this.
That will be the chance to revisit the Bikitawa Declaration and ask ourselves, have we fulfilled the objectives we set ourselves, which was first and foremost to look to one another as a Pacific family to respond to the security issues that we may have.
There is still no confirmed date for the meeting. Mr. Wong is also expected to visit Fiji on Sunday and Monday and Papua New Guinea next Thursday and Friday. He also has plans to travel to other Pacific Island nations, including Vanuatu, Samoa and Tonga. The Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown has confirmed to local media that scheduled talks with Wang Yi will be held this week.